Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Final hour, Jones and Keith here on WEEI. Pats on Monday Night Football tonight, Keith.
You better believe it.
We were able to give you a top five on a Monday, top five all-time Giants. People loved it.
Yeah. Question I meant to ask you
earlier.
What is your all-time Monday Night Football announced team?
Ooh.
What's the one you remember? Because I have mine. It's probably similar.
Frank and Al and Dan.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, we're going to get started.
Al Michaels, Frank Gifford, and Dan Dierdorf, three-man weave. That was definitely where it was
Frank
at.
And Al and Dan, to me, is like, yeah, that's what I think of when I think of the Monday Night broadcasting
definitely.
Team. Although Buck and Aikman is a really good broadcast team.
No, they're fine.
No, they're good.
Yeah, but I was very nostalgic for Frank and Al and Dan.
Well, I think,
they're going to get this thing started.
The nostalgia might be Dan Dierdorf was
great.
Well.
What, it's not Tessitore and Booger?
Yeah. Shows Goat?
That's true.
And Witten? Remember
Witten?
Jason Witten?
That was rough.
Dennis Miller.
Dennis
Tony
Miller.
Kornheiser.
Dennis Miller was with Al. Were all those guys with Al? Al getting around.
The Al Michaels coaching tree is pretty wild. Then I remember they had Eric Dickerson do sidelines.
Yeah.
And they made fun of it on SNL. They had Tracy Morgan play Eric Dickerson on the sideline. And he was just like always distracted. And he was just like walking away. It was great.
Speaking of that, you see Rodney Harrison last night.
Yeah, honestly, is he all right?
So I think he's fine. I saw people wondering if he had like
a stroke.
Yeah, he was on the broadcast after that. But
if you missed it at the beginning, it was just like the three desks. They're all on the field, and they asked Rodney something about like the Washington defense, and he just kind of like stuttered over himself, then like kind of froze, and then was like, I don't know. And then like the guy there was trying to like help him. It was like Tony Dungy, and then I forget the other guy. He was like trying to help him out.
Collinsworth's kid, wasn't it?
Oh, maybe it was. Yeah. But like that was. Scary. You're like, is everything all right?
I saw a lot of the comments thought it was a producer in his ear, maybe just like overwhelming him.
Oh,
like maybe talking
maybe,
to the wrong guy or
but
something.
He could have had a like slight delay too.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe, but he never really got what he wanted to say out. And then he was just kind of stopping. So yeah, maybe it was. Sometimes there's somebody talking to you in your ear.
Maybe it
was distracting.
An homage to Eric Dickerson. Maybe that's what
maybe it was.
Yeah,
it was.
Maybe,
I don't
maybe
know.
That's what he was doing.
I don't know what happened. But yeah, every once in a while you see that on the sideline.
Yeah.
Especially when it's cold for some reason. Don't you feel like sideline reporters sometimes have had like really strange, like Pam Oliver had one.
Keith,
Todd McShay had one.
Keith, I famously was the sideline reporter at the Winter Classic.
No, I know that.
I was cold, but I did not have any
I did not have any
moments like that.
That
no.
You had to unplug and plug back in.
No.
You were able to execute your job.
No.
Okay.
I think Dave and Bob wanted to unplug me many times, but no, there were no freeze up moments.
I didn't see the Rodney thing live. I saw that he was trending on Twitter, and I was like, oh, is he getting in the Hall of Fame?
No, same.
I thought it was a Hall of Fame thing. I was like, hell yeah, Rodney.
Hall of Fame bad analysis moment.
And then I see these clips. I was like, oh, no.
So there you go. To answer your question, keep Frank and Al and Dan.
Yeah, Frank and Al and Dan.
And then
the goats.
Probably Buck and Aikman.
Yeah, I guess.
I think they're probably next. Honestly, that's probably not even a hot take. We just went through some of the other Monday Night crews. They're horrible.
Yeah, it was a bit of a rough patch. Yeah, because let me see. They got a list of like... they break it down like ABC and everything like that. Because remember, it moved channels and then it was like jumping all around. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of a pain.
We're getting a bunch of these. This is old. This is before our times, Keith. So we were answering the question.
But Cosell and Gifford and Dandy Don Meredith, that's probably...
I'm sure that was a lot of people's favorites.
Probably regarded as the greatest of all time. That was before our time.
A little bit.
Textline also corrected me, and they're right. I hate to admit this. The Patriots did not get the one seed in 96. They wrapped up a bye week.
They then needed
Jacksonville to do their dirty work for them, go to Denver, because that team was not going to go to Denver and beat the Broncos. Then the Jaguars came here. The lights got shut off at Foxborough Stadium. An early sign that maybe Kraft wasn't going to spend the Gills. Yeah. Probably an early sign on that. And the Pats wound up going to the Super Bowl. So apologies.
Mm-hmm.
Apologies all around. And I also should apologize for taking so long.
Oh, let's get to it.
Keith Keys, Pats Giants.
Rich Keefe, what is going to be a couple of keys?
And now,
what are your two keys tonight?
Keefe presents.
So you're basically listing like 10 things, and out of those 10, four of them come correct. And you're like, see, I told you.
Keefe's Keys.
Today's Keys to the Game.
Keefe's Keys.
Time for the Keys to the Game.
Keys to tonight's game.
Who's going
to
win?
Probably one of the worst segments I've ever heard on Boston Radio.
Only the Keys can tell.
There's your key right there.
Keefe's Keys.
It's Keefe's Keys.
All right, here we go. It's Monday Night Football. Patriots 10-2 taking on the Giants at 2-10. Pats are 7-point favorites. We have a total of 46.5. Seems like a lot of points.
Yeah.
8:15 kickoff from Gillette Stadium in Foxborough. Amani, the well-dressed tumor.
Is that the nickname?
A victory over the New York Giants this week will give the Patriots their 11th win of the season and their 22nd 11-win season since 1970 to extend their mark for the most 11-win seasons during that span. It's a revenge game for Giants interim head coach Mike Kafka, who was on the Patriots roster in 2013 until he was released in favor of Tim Tebow.
Good move.
The Giants are 2-5 when Jackson Dart starts this season, 0-5 when he doesn't. Stephon Diggs has 13 career touchdowns on Monday Night Football in just 15 games.
Primetime Steph Diggs,
Mr. Monday Night. The New York Football Giants are also known as the Big Blue Wrecking Crew, which got my ex-wife's attention. The 2025 Patriots defense is ranked second in the NFL to Jacksonville, allowing just 87.7 rushing yards per game. The Patriots' record for fewest rushing yards allowed per game since the NFL merger is 88.6 per game in 2016.
Good defense.
According to Google AI Overview, when owner Tim Mara purchased the football team in 1925, he chose the Giants moniker to capitalize on the baseball team's existing popularity and built-in fan base. Yes, Jones, the New York Giants football team is named after the well-known New York Giants baseball team. But people were as baffled as Jones looks right now. So let me step in before his face melts like he's staring directly at the opened arc at the Covenant. The team was officially named the New York Football Giants in 1937 to differentiate it from the New York baseball team of the same name.
Thought about putting Christy Mathewson on the list, but you just couldn't. He wasn't.
According to Mother Goose, you can find wild Giants up beanstalks. Zach and his father, Steve DiAsi, are the only father-son pair to have won a Super Bowl with the same franchise.
Wow.
According to Google AI Overview, Giants fans go by Giants fans, the most straightforward and frequently used term. Big Blue, this is a popular nickname for the team, and fans sometimes use it to refer to themselves as well. G-Men, another common nickname for the team that fans often use for themselves. And Gints, this is an intentionally shortened version of Giants, popularized by the New York tabloids, and is also used by some fans.
Huh.
The New York Giants famously appeared in the 2005 classic Madagascar. Kinda. Alex Marty, Melman, and Gloria claim to be Giants from New York, leading the lemur population led by Julian and Maurice to cheer. All hail the New York Giants! If you're here for great player nicknames, look no further, Rockstar. The Giants have a plethora of great ones in the franchise's checkered history.
Mm.
Remember Bill the Big Tuna Parcells?
Sure.
Steven the Touchdown Maker Baker?
No.
Will the Thrill Clark?
Well, the baseball player, sure.
Henry, the Hinoceros, Hinoski.
No.
Andre the Everything Bagel Brown?
No.
Thomas Pepper Johnson?
Sure.
Brandon the Juggernaut Jacobs?
Yeah.
Pablo Panda Sandoval?
Oh, yeah.
Eli Eazy-E Manning?
No.
And Eli Big Easy Manning?
Those were his nicknames?
But let me ask you this one, Hotshot.
Yeah.
Can you tell me the famous, well-known nickname of 6'6", 227-pound wide receiver Ramses Barden?
No.
King size. My ex-wife's favorite player. A win this week against the Giants will extend the Patriots' winning streak to 10 straight games.
Wow.
The Patriots have had streaks of at least 10 straight wins in the season three previous times in team history. A 12-game win streak in 2003,
mm-hmm.
a 16-game win streak in 2007, and a 10-game win streak in 2015. Bill Belichick is not interested in the Giants' job, so stop asking him about it. Hunter Henry may be surprised to know that if he reaches 100 yards receiving this week against the Giants, he'll be the first Patriots tight end with back-to-back games of 100 yards since
Ben Coates.
Rob Gronkowski in 2016. We had 109 yards against Cleveland and 162 against Cincinnati.
Woo.
Kicker Andy Borregalis is the fourth Patriots rookie to register 90 points in a season. He is on pace to set the team mark for a rookie and finish with 128 points.
Well, good for him. Extra game.
At 6'7", 322 pounds, some might consider Tony Boselli a giant, but not Bruce Smith, who also doesn't consider him a Hall of Famer. The Giants retired number 3 in honor of tackle and team captain Len Grant, who was killed by a lightning strike while golfing just before training camp in 1938. His number was returned to service in 1966 at the request of Pete Golagak and has since remained in use. In fact, captain and backup quarterback Russell Wilson wears it currently.
Oh, yeah. They unretired it. They should do more of that.
Safety Brendan Schooler is leading the team with 12 special teams tackles, and he needs 2 special teams tackles to match his career high of 14, which he set in his rookie season of 2022. He has recorded at least 2 special teams tackles in the game 8 times in his career, including 2 games this season.
Yeah, I'll take the under tonight.
Giants legend Lawrence Taylor was a drug user during his playing days. He would pass the NFL's drug tests, however, by routinely obtaining his teammates' urine to submit his own urine samples. Speaking of LT,
yeah.
He wasn't just the ultimate jock.
Good.
He also appeared in 20 movies and shows. You may remember him as Lawrence Taylor in Any Given Sunday, Lawrence Taylor in Arliss, Lawrence Taylor in The Sopranos, Lawrence Taylor in When in Rome, and as Fury Crenshaw in Body and Soul.
I didn't catch that one. He was playing poker on The Sopranos, though. I do remember that.
Sadly, Jones, there are no Derricks in the game tonight. So if you're looking for some Derrick football, you'll have to check back in next week.
Okay.
I don't know.
Pats in the over.
Pats in the under. I've been on like an under kick with them recently, and they've kind of hitting the under.
There's one texter who...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now.
Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Calls me out on this. They're like, yeah. Jones, you say they're going to score 40 points every single week.
Then, maybe this is the week.
No, the exact same discussion happens every week. You go under, and I go, well, the Pats might score 40 on the road.
But I don't know. I don't. I feel like it's kind of a higher total.
I heard Kurt. Well,
is it a Jackson Dart thing?
Tell me if this influences your opinion at all. Curtis called it lock of the weekday, something like that, that it will go under. So you want to fade that?
Maybe I'm back on the over.
You
want to
fade that? You're back on the over?
Suddenly back on the over. Yeah.
All right. I got Pats, though?
I think they cover the number. I could see them winning. But Giants, I guess, to the whole point of the strength of schedule debate and sort of they've played some close games. You know, we had a Giants fan caller mention earlier, like, don't worry, they'll lose the game, but, like, it might be close. And, like, fourth quarter, you might be like, oh, like, they're only up by four? Like, why are they up by four?
They've had a few. They had, look, the Jets game was way too close, and the Bengals game was closer than that. So they have played down to a degree. They still covered against the Jets. I got Pats covering the 7.5 and the over.
They lost by 7 last week. They lost by 7 the week before. They lost by 4, and they lost by 10. So
that 10-point game, also known as a one-possession
game. One-score
game.
If you do it just right.
Yeah.
You can recover the onsides.
You're like, what?
No, I think they do. But, like, this isn't one where I'm like, oh, I'm going to put all my money on them. Like, oh, what a low number. You know, like, let's see. Because the Patriots definitely have had a couple of, like, the Falcons and the Bengals aren't great. And they kind of scrape by those teams. So
okay. Text line saying that LT played Shark in any given Sunday. Was he not himself?
Oh, I thought he was Lawrence Taylor.
Lawrence Taylor also played Lawrence Taylor in The Waterboy. Bunch of texts about that. Did you get that one?
Yeah. I didn't include all of them. I said he was in 20 films and
oh, you didn't give
shows.
Us the full IMDb.
No.
Did I have that right? Billy, you're our Sopranos expert. He was playing poker on Sopranos, right?
He was.
Yeah. Honestly, that was way ahead of the curve. That was like the Chauncey Billows poker games. They were bringing him in as a face. He was a face card, if you will.
Him, like Frank Sinatra Jr. was
that game? That sounds right.
No, that's a good point. He wasn't in any given Sunday. He was Shark.
Shark.
That's my bad. He was not Lawrence Taylor. He was Lawrence Taylor in The Waterboy, The Jamie Foxx Show, Arliss.
See now, Keith, people are planning all their bets on these facts.
Like the comebacks.
People are waiting.
My bad.
To hear all the keys, and you're giving them now.
I dropped the ball, but I had that one about him stealing urine.
blew it.
Maybe that was offset. Maybe those two offset.
I think those should offset.
I had that in there.
Yeah, give the man another shot.
My bad. My bad on that.
Okay.
I should know. That's a great movie.
Well, it's typically a Patriots Monday here on Mondays with Pats in play. So we will talk to Hunter Henry, Christian Ellis tomorrow, but also all of our Tuesday bells and whistles. Tommy
That's
Curran
right.
at high noon, who would not be surprised. He's not predicting it.
No.
He would not be surprised if they lost to the Giants.
He wouldn't catch him with his pants down if they lost this game.
It would.
Yeah.
My pants will be right around my ankles if they lose this game. I'll tell you that
I'll be surprised.
I'll have to be looking for my pants if that happens.
I will be looking for my pants. I think they would. So, tiers tomorrow? Do we want to just do? I think we should do teams. I think a lot's happened.
NFL teams, although the text line had a good suggestion for not just the ultimate jocks, but that's kind of timeless.
Oh, that's another one.
LT would do well on that, though, I think.
Maybe during the bye week.
Maybe during the bye week.
Maybe during the bye week.
The ultimate jocks tiers? That's a good one. But yeah, we'll do NFL teams tomorrow.
All right.
So stay tuned for it. 617-779-7937. That's also how you dial up WEEI afternoons. Yeah, got heart. Yeah, God, Fitzy. I don't think you have Ted.
You do.
Oh,
yes.
Ted.
Ted today, not tomorrow.
Ted today, not tomorrow.
Yep.
All right, so Ted, you got him at 3. So stay tuned to WEEI Afternoons. We'll get you the clip du jour. And right after trending with Billy Lanny, it's time for Grab Bag.
With your feet on the air, your head on the ground. Shake it off.
Grab bag. Grab bag. Grab bag.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.